My kingdom is not of this world. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Welcome to church. I'm so glad you're here. I love it when we can gather and worship together. Now, the good news is it's a rumor that at coffee hour, there will be no turkey. No turkey fritters. No turkey soup. No turkey sandwiches. It's just a rumor. In the early days of World War II, on the 14th of November 1940, a German air raid destroyed the cathedral in Coventry, England, which is in about the geologic center of that nation. 3 years later, an Allied bombing raid destroyed the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church in Berlin, the capital city of Germany. The people of both those countries eventually rebuilt their respective churches, and they did so with the same ideal, and they did so in the exact same manner. They both left the ruins of their original churches standing and built the new church connected to it. The ruins of the two original churches were preserved intentionally, allowing the memory of war to live on. The new churches were built connected to the old ones, demonstrating that war in all of its devastation and destruction does not have the last word. The intention in both was to deglorify war and to make a statement for peace. Today, we celebrate the last Sunday of Pentecost, or Christ the King Sunday. Jesus gets very little, photo op as king in the long season of Pentecost. That's because he's so busy teaching a new way that is going to lead to life and hope and light and health. He's healing. He's too busy healing because part of this new way brings with it health and healing and wholeness and wholesomeness and holiness. And he's busy mentoring those men and women, the early ones who followed him, who would become our forebears in faith. So he's very busy. And he doesn't get a lot of opportunity to be recognized as Christ the King. He gets it today, ever so briefly. When he was crucified, the inscription over him said, "This is the King of the Jews." Everybody who was crucified in the Roman Empire had an inscription over their cross, stating their crime. This was meant as a deterrent to criminal activity. They couldn't think up a crime for Jesus. So the one who ordered his execution, Pilate, had the inscription read, "This is the King of the Jews." In the run-up to the crucifixion, Pilate and Jesus have a conversation, and we hear a snippet of that in today's gospel. You can almost take them as metaphors. They illustrate the two kingdoms, the worldly kingdom and the spiritual kingdom. One kingdom rules from the threat of raw power, absolute power, the kind of power that leads to world wars that we've seen through much of the 20th century, and wars that continue to rage in places on our planet. The other kingdom rules by disavowing might and turns to the power of love and forgiveness. Jesus tells Pilate in this pre-crucifixion interview that he came into the world to testify to the truth. And of course, Pilate famously asked, "What is truth?" It marks yet another difference between the worldly and spiritual kingdoms. In the worldly kingdom, one barely knows what truth is, right? I'm a good reader of food labels when I shop, and I wonder, let's see, organic, natural, no hormones, no fat. Am I supposed to really believe that? I don't know. That's the point. I mean, is that truth, or is that a marketing ploy to increase profits, possibly at the expense of truth? And in today's public debate, where is truth? Which side, if either, is speaking truth? Jesus says, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." There is no lie there. There's no twisting, no shading, no half-truth. And the truth is that God loves creation, and God loves everything and everyone in creation. These two kingdoms are not compatible. You can't be sort of pregnant. You either are or you aren't. As people of faith, we long for the spiritual kingdom. And as people of faith, we belong to the spiritual kingdom. This means that we live as people of truth, offering ourselves in surrender to God's ways. God's ways are not my ways. I have to learn God's ways. I have to practice God's ways. I need to be conditioned to act and think according to God's ways from a posture of spirit, not a posture of self, as I would rather do. This doesn't happen overnight. It's not a pill you can take and you got it. It happens through a steady course of worship and prayer, love of and study of God's Word. The more we feed from these sources continually, the more truthful our lives become, and the less susceptible we become to falsehood. We live as people who see the other, the person of difference, as just as beloved as we are. The other includes the stranger, the refugee, the homeless, those who have no helper. It includes those who might otherwise offend us because of their gender identity or their ethnic background or their political views, or maybe they just smell bad. Singling out just one person of difference and finding a way to help him or her honors Christ the King. We live as citizens of the kingdom of Christ. This means that God is ever our partner in what we do. We are co-creators of God. God doesn't dictate what needs to happen. God partners with us so that together we can come up with a spirit-infused, spirit-inspired new vision for the world. The people of Coventry, England, came up with just such one spirit-infused idea as they saw their new cathedral rise from the ashes of the one that was destroyed. They began a ministry of reconciliation and forgiveness, and they called it the Cross of Nails. Today, it is a vibrant, robust, worldwide ministry with more than 330 Cross of Nails centers around the world. All of them bear a cross made of three nails, originally from the roof truss of the destroyed cathedral. And then when they ran out of those nails, they got a commitment from a prison in Germany to supply nails from their ruined building. The people of Coventry, England, gave a cross of nails to the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. And they gave a replica to the Chapel of Reconciliation, and that forms a portion of the Berlin Wall Memorial. The worldly and spiritual kingdoms are not compatible. The worldly kingdom is going to continue to defraud and victimize. The spiritual kingdom will continue to offer hope and light. This was powerfully shown by one of the priests of Coventry Cathedral, who just 6 weeks after its destruction was bold enough to envision his church as a place of reconciliation and forgiveness, even though there were 5 years left of the war. On the wall of the just ruined cathedral, he had a phrase inscribed, which can still be seen today. It says, "Father, forgive."